From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The hush money trial of Donald Trump resumed with a second day of cross-examination for National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. ABC's Aaron Katursky says he testified earlier about one catch-and-kill scheme to hide a negative story involving Trump, recalling a White House visit after he was elected. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky in Lower Manhattan.
As the two men walked to dinner, Pecker recalled Trump asking, "How's Karen doing?" Pecker said he told the president, "Karen's quiet. All's going good." According to Pecker, the Enquirer had paid Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 to keep her claim of a sexual relationship with Trump out of print. Trump denies the affair, but Pecker testified, "I believe the story was true. It would have been very embarrassing to Trump and also to his campaign."
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing and calling on China to stop supplying its ally Russia with microelectronics and other components used in weapons against Ukraine.
In the words of Antony Blinken,
"Russia would struggle to sustain its assault on Ukraine without China's support."
He adds, "If China doesn't address this problem, we will." As for his Chinese counterpart, he says the U.S. position's extremely hypocritical given the administration's large-scale assistance to Ukraine in this proxy war. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Efforts to tamp down on inflation taking longer. Consumer prices rose 0.3% from February to March and up 2.7% in March compared to a year ago. Just one gauge the Federal Reserve is watching. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says getting a loan to buy a home also getting more expensive.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is up for the fourth straight week now to 7.17%. That is the highest level since last November. The key reason why is the Federal Reserve is indicating it's not yet ready to lower rates because inflation is proving to be more stubborn than expected.
The Federal Reserve Board's next meeting is in May. You're listening to ABC News. The University of Pennsylvania predicting a hyperactive Atlantic hurricane season this year.
High sea surface temperatures in the North Atlantic and an anticipated moderate La Nina weather formation in the Pacific have combined to create the perfect conditions for tropical storms. UPenn is predicting 27 to 39 named storms this year. The program has been fairly accurate in its 15 years, but when it's been wrong, it's usually underestimated the number of storms.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. A Maryland high school principal fighting for his job and good name after authorities say the school's former athletic director used AI to make racist recordings of him.
Police say Dazone Darian, who was arrested at Baltimore's airport, had been angry over the principal investigating his potential mishandling of school funds. They say Darian used AI and some human editing to make the recording, in which the voice that sounded like the principal claimed that black students are unable to test their way out of a paper bag and that Jewish individuals and two teachers at the school should never have been hired. Police say Darian shared those recordings, which then spread through social media, sparking threatening calls to the school, eventually leading to the principal's removal.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Darian faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted on charges including stalking and reckless endangerment. The AP finds the practice of sedating people while in police custody has spread nationwide since 2009, an investigation finding about half of the 94 people who've died after being sedated were black. Michelle.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.